A new report on one of the country's most popular tourist attractions has recommended that Clare County Council take over the management of the Cliffs of Moher Coastal Walk. The walk from Doolan to Hag's Head forms part of the Burren Way. Sections of it were closed last year because of a number of accidents and they remain off limits. Siobhan McNulty is the Director of Tourism Development with Clare County Council and she told me why they had commissioned this study.
The report was commissioned by four partners, Clare County Council, the Department of Rural Community, Fáilte Ireland and Clare Local Development Company. And it was developed because it was acknowledged that the growth of the walk scheme in the Cliffs of Moher Coastal Walk went beyond what the walk scheme provided for. And to that end, there was a necessity to develop a new model to manage and maintain the coastal walk in County Clare along the iconic Cliffs of Moher.
So what then does this report recommend? What will have to change?
So in broadly, there are 38 recommendations, but one of the key recommendations is that Clare County Council will become the trail management organisation. So the responsibility for ensuring access to and the development of a walk along the Cliffs of Moher from Doolan to Hag's Head will be assigned to Clare County Council as a local authority.
And is that something then that you do intend to follow through on? Is that a recommendation that you will be adopting?
Yes, and I suppose that is acknowledged by the partners that the entity with that is most authorised to manage and maintain a walk of this significance in the county is Clare County Council. I suppose we are a local authority who has a tourism directorate, and the promotion and development of tourism in County Clare is front and centre for the local authority. It's also the largest visited natural attraction in Ireland. So the Cliffs of Moher and the centre and the development of the Cliffs of Moher area is iconic and necessary for Ireland Inc.
The land along that walk is owned by a range of different people and the report does mention the possibility of purchasing the land. Is that something you're considering?
So securing access to or operational control of the walk is key for the development. You know, so a walk can only exist if there is operational control from point A to point B. There's a number of options that are presented in the report around how that will come to pass. And the land is owned by individual landowners. They are key stakeholders in the development and delivery of any walk scheme in County Clare. So to that end, it is key that there is consultation and engagement, and how the mechanisms for securing operational control will be through consultation and through agreements with individual landowners.
Are there circumstances, though, in which you would seek a compulsory purchase order?
This is never the intention of a local authority. You know, compulsory purchase orders, by their very nature, are hugely emotive, and they're always the lender of last resort. It is in the report because for a walk to be successful, there has to be a route from A to B. And if there are individual landowners, for whatever reason, you know, be there title issues or something, that it may be necessary. But equally, it can only be done by agreement with our stakeholders. And our key stakeholders are our elected representatives, who by their very nature will only support a CPO as something of last resort, when all other avenues may have been exhausted. But it is not something that it is our intent to go out and do that as the first point of call.
In the meantime, are parts of the walk still closed?
Yes. So this whole southern section from the Cliffs of Moher Visitor Experience site to Hag's Head is closed. The site, there's a section closed north of the visitor experience site, and then there's an element of it open from what's locally known as Surfer's Path to Doolan. That element remains open today.
And is that because the walk as it was, because it was dangerous?
So Sports Ireland did an audit in August 2024 where they identified significant safety concerns, and the terms and conditions of the insurance provision by Sports Ireland is that if there are safety issues identified, that the walk can only be reopened once those issues have been addressed. And their CLDC, who are the trail management organisation, have not been in a position to address those safety issues as it stands today.
Is there a chance then that it will be closed for the rest of the year?
likely to be closed for the rest of the year, yes. And in fairness, we've been working very closely with the local communities and the tour guides and the visitor to the Cliffsmore Visitor Experience site. There is the Cliffsmore Visitor Experience site is open and operational. There is about a kilometre of a walk within the site. There's an additional section that has been provided north of the visitor experience site, which is open and available. But the coastal walk, which is a grade 5 strenuous hiking trail to the south of the visitor experience site, does remain closed and is likely to do so for the rest of this year.
And that was Siobhan McNulty, who's Director of Tourism Development with Clare County Council.